Okay, we're continuing in the Drash HaSaran. We're in the Drush HaShneimasar in the Masada Rav Kooks. We're on page Tuf Ayin Dalad. So last time we talked about how a Talmud Chacham and a Navi share a certain amount of Nevuah. In other words, a Navi is a real prophet, has actual prophecy. But a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, a great rabbi, also has a measure of prophecy. Not real prophecy, but a certain measure of prophecy. Siyata Dishmaya, a type of Ruach HaKodesh, where a Chacham, when he's learning, he could come up with a pshat that another Talmud Chacham thought about hundreds of years ago and no one else between the two of them thought of it. Or this Talmud Chacham could think of something that's even a halach al Moshe Misinai, which a person can't figure out on their own. The Ran proved from the Gemara is that a Talmud Chacham has a certain amount of nevuah in the sense of, we call it, something above nature, something supernatural, that Hashem gives a Talmud Chacham siyata dishmaya to think of things in Torah that are above his seichel, that it's just put into his head by Hashem. So a Chacham and a Navi share a certain level of Nevuah, in that they are informed of things in one way or another by Hashem. Okay, again, a Navi gets real Nevuah. That's not what we're talking about with a Chacham. He doesn't get actual Nevuah where God talks to him, but things come to him. He has a certain sense of Ruach HaKodesh when he's paskening, or siyata d'shmaya, whatever the word is, to come up with the right pshat. Anyway, the Ran continues, b'yos ha-navi v'achachim ishtatfu b'koach nevui. So since the Navi and the Chacham are together in that they both have some level of nevuah, v'yesh l'chacham yisru na'al navi, and in fact, the Chacham's a little bit better than a Navi, sha'achacham yomer mash yomer kefi sichlo, because the Chacham says what he says based on his own thinking, v'yiyah emes olo, and whether he's right or not, yeh mitzvah lasos ma'isal piv. You're still supposed to follow him, as the Ran explained last time, right? The Torah tells us to follow the Chachamim, whether they're right or wrong. We're still supposed to follow the Chachamim. Ma'she'en kein benavi, yitachin lomar chacham adif benavi. Whereas a Navi, if the Navi is making up stuff, you don't follow him. Chacham, you follow him, even though it's all based on his own made up stuff, whatever he thought pshat in the Gemara was, still we're supposed to follow him, as opposed to a Navi. If he makes up stuff, we definitely do not follow him. And therefore, a Chacham is greater than a Navi in that sense. Okay, mitzad acher yimatzei she'achacham adif minavi. There's another way that a Chacham is greater than a Navi. Sheha'emuna b'navi tluya b'daito shel Chacham, ve'ein ha'emuna b'chacham tluya b'navi klal. Okay, whether we should believe that a prophet is a prophet is up to the Chacham to decide. Whereas whether we believe a Chacham is a Chacham is not up to the Navi to decide. She'im, yitzavenu ha-Navi shelo nishma l'chacham lo novelo. If a Navi comes down and says, don't listen to the rabbis, we're not going to listen to him. Ach b'chinas ha-Navi hi nimseres l'chacham. But if the Chachamim tell us, this guy ain't no Navi, we listen to the Chachamim. Sherei amra Torah, because the Torah says, Navi mikir b'cha mi'achecha kamoni yakim l'cha Hashem l'kecha elav tishma'un. The Pasuk says that Hashem says, I will give you a prophet and Navi from amongst you who will tell you what Hashem says, and you should listen to him. And lo pirsha v'amra b'mayi b'chinim ze Navi amiti imlav. It didn't really explicitly tell us how we know who's a Navi. V'af al pisha amra, and even though the Pasuk tells us, v'chi somer b'vavcha ichanina sadav asher lo dibru Hashem, again, if you're with us for the previous drushas, you know, the Ran already said this, but so he's repeating it here. The Pasuk says, if you will say in your heart, how will we know if the Navi is telling us something that Hashem didn't say? Asher yadaber Navi b'shem Hashem v'lo yavo. Fine, so the Pasuk says that how if you'll ask, how do you know if a Navi comes and says something and Hashem really didn't say it? How should we know that the Navi's lying? So the Torah says, well, if the Navi says it's going to rain tomorrow, and if I'm right, so, you know, do this mitzvah. So if it doesn't rain tomorrow, we know for sure Hashem did not tell that to him. That's how you know. If a Navi says something's going to happen and it doesn't happen, you know that Navi is a false prophet. Okay, that tells us only the negative. Lo yischayev mizeh, however, says Ran, that doesn't tell us shkol mashiyah adavar v'yavuhu adavar asher dibro Hashem. But if the prophet says it's going to rain tomorrow and it rains tomorrow, that doesn't mean that therefore everything he says is from Hashem. Doesn't even mean that the fact that he says it's going to rain tomorrow is from Hashem. You could get lucky like that, right? Maybe the Navi got lucky. Maybe this guy claiming to be a Navi got lucky. So if the Navi says something is for sure going to happen, he says, God told me X will happen tomorrow, and it doesn't, you know for 100% sure the guy is a false prophet. He's a liar. But what if he says something will happen and it does? Does that mean for sure God told it to him? No, we could have gotten lucky. Doesn't mean it for sure. So the Bran's pointing out that the Torah never told us really exactly how to know who a Navi is. All it told us is to know who a Navi is not. Because when the Torah says, don't believe a guy who says something and it doesn't happen, Shazam Maimer, Sholel Kolel, Velo Yishapich. The Lashon of this Pasuk is it's a Sholel Kolel, means it's a general negative. I mean, it's saying, anyone who says something that it's going to happen and it doesn't is not a prophet of God. Okay? It doesn't flip to tell you, well, therefore, anyone who says something and it happens is a prophet. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't say that. Rak Mechayev Chalki. It just tells you that if someone says something's going to happen tomorrow and it happens, they might be a prophet. That's all it should be telling you. But they might not. Vim Kain, and if so, Kishamra Torah Elof Tishmon, when the Torah tells us, listen to the Navi. Eichlo Pirsha Beis Os Nishmalo. How can the Torah not tell us how we know who's a Navi? Which type of miracle is enough of a miracle for us to believe in him? Elalo Masra Kalav Hakasav Ela Chachamim. The Torah didn't tell you. It left it up for the Chachamim to explain the Torah, to explain what the Torah meant. And therefore, so the Chachamim told us what the rules are to be a Navi. She's tarech lios chacham, a gibor, he has to be smart, strong, or her, a man or a woman can be a Navi. Chacham, gibor, v'asher, v'yester, tanayim. So, and again, I don't know how that applies exactly, but whatever, they have to be wise and strong and rich and tall and whatever, good looking, all the good stuff. V'yester, tanayim, k'sheyiyya kein v'yitzavenu lishmar ha-Torah. So when it will be true, when that is true, and they tell us to follow the Torah, or they tell us specific thing to do for that moment, so if the person fits the what Chazal told us a Navi should look like, and they tell us to follow the Torah, or they tell us to do something temporarily, so if they make a miracle, and it comes out true, we listen to them. So you see, in a sense, the Chacham is greater than the Navi, because the Chacham tells us which Navi to listen to. This is what the Chachamim told us about who to believe as a Navi, so in that sense, a Chacham is better than a Navi. The Pasuk tells us, so the Pasuk is getting back to your regular scheduled program. The Pasuk goes back, is telling us that a Navi was given to us in place of magicians and sorcerers. So that we got Navis instead of Ma'onanim, Kosmim, Mashay, Yishtam, Shabam, Umos. The Goyim use astrologers and whatever, those type of people to figure out what will happen in the future. Elahashlim, To'alasim, Ya'amud Lanu. And so to give us, since we can't use those guys, so to give us what we're missing, we get the Navi. Because these astrologers and magicians and sorcerers, they may come up with something that'll happen. Unless there might be a help to use an astrologer, they might be right. This, you know, there is a chachma to astrology. So when the Torah told us, don't listen to astrologers, when we might have gotten some from that, he gave us something even better. And that's the Navi. V'hu Amru, and that's what it says. Ki ata ba el ha'aret asher Hashem l'kech ha'nosin l'cha. So that's the Pasuk tells us when you come to Eretz Yisrael. L'sul m'lasos, don't do like the Goyim. Lo yimati b'cha, we can't have sorcerers. Ki ha'goyim el asher tayor shesam el ma'onun el kosmim. Yishmu, they follow their superstitions and their astrology and all that. V'atalo kein asan Hashem l'cha Hashem l'kech Hashem did not give that to you. Rather, Navi mikir b'cha, rather you need to use the Navi. Therefore, you see, the purpose of the Navi is to get rid of the astrologers from the Klal Yisrael and to replace them with the Navi. This is how it started with the first trusted Navi. It doesn't really mean the first, but it means at the beginning. I guess maybe at the beginning of the Nevuah of the first Navi. It's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is how it was at the beginning with Moshe Rabbeinu. Az huchnu v'hushpulu hakosmim hamenachshim. So then that's when the sorcerers were knocked down when they saw Moshe top them. You see, Moshe's better than Navi, and better than the sorcerers, because when Moshe gave his Nevuah in Mitzrayim, right, those sorcerers felt stupid. V'ayisiz os tachbula elokis. This was, Hashem did this on purpose. She is nasa hanavi haneman, v'shi yibachnu asosa b'morokam v'rova chartumim. This was all done on purpose. The reason why Moshe came with magic tricks, so to say, in Mitzrayim, land of the magicians, Right, remember, that's what they said to him, as the Ron's going to tell us, right? When Moshe came, he threw down the stick and turned it into a steak. Magicians in those days used to be able to do that sort of thing. Why would Moshe come with magic tricks to Mitzrayim? For that exact reason, because Yibachin Otzim Ososov, because then you're going to see how great Moshe's miracles were. Loim Yasim Beretz Ner Deres HaChachma. If you do miracles in a land that's, you know, if you came and turned a stick into a snake in America, for real, with magic, real magic, not sleight of hand, you'd be pretty famous. So the amazingness of Moshe's miracles would not have been appreciated. But if you're in a land where everybody could do that, and everybody's magicians, and all the best magicians watch Moshe and go, wow, that's not possible. Then you get to see, okay, this is the hand of God. This is something special. When Moshe threw his stick down and turned into a snake, they said, you're bringing those pathetic tricks in here. That's the expression of when we have plenty of wheat, you're bringing more wheat. So Amr Lahu, Amr Yinshi, the Masa Yarka, Yarka Shkol, Moshe said back to them, in a place where they sell good vegetables, that's where you should come sell vegetables. Meaning if you want to show how great your stuff is, go to the top talent show and win there. Then you'll show how great you are. Because Yuchni and Mamri, when they saw Moshe doing these miracles in Paro's court, they thought Shechid Shembos and Antachbulas, they thought Moshe did it with using sorcery or tricks or whatever. Lakach Tafsu Alav. Therefore, they thought they caught him. Achrei Shebala Ramos HaHamon L'daitam, since they thought that Moshe was just trying to trick everybody. Echalach L'derech Meleya Me'elo Antachbulas. They were trying to tell Moshe, Moshe, you're trying to pull tricks over here and get people to follow you. You would have done better going off to some other place where they don't believe in tricks. Then you could have sucked people in. But here, everybody knows tricks. You're not going to fool anybody here. Ve'eshev, and he said to them, Amri Inchi, Lamasa Yarka, Yarka Shekol. In a place where they sell top quality stuff, that's where you should go sell your top quality merchandise. Kolomer, Hashalim Be'ezadav Rashiyyeh, someone who's really the top of something, Lo Tukar Godel Ma'alaso Kim Be'eret Shiyyeh Ba'am E'osadav Be'atzmak Tashlemus. The only way to see how great it is to go to a place where everybody's really good at that. Kamo Shemishi Yesh Le Yerek Vua Yosef Meshubach Shiyyeh Yim Krenu Yosef Be'er Rabbas Yerek. So if you want to show off how great your produce is, go to a place with the top produce. If you could sell there, you must have really good produce. Gisham Tukar Ma'alaso Alachem. Because there you can see how this produce is not just stam good stuff. It's super good stuff because you can compare it to all the best in the world. Kenadar Rabatsma Moshe. So too with Moshe, this all happened to have in Mitzrayim, because when God wanted to show not just the Jewish people of the time, but the Jewish people for all time, or maybe all of humanity, that Hashem runs the world. So when you're going to show miracles, you want to show it in a place that can appreciate a good show. So in Mitzrayim, they knew how to make tricks. And over there, if they recognized, no, this ain't magic, this is God, so then it shows it was really God. Mimsa Sha'anavi Mashlim called Varma Shayasim Akosmim Biyosir Shlemus Mehem. So you see that the Navi can help us, give us anything that the magicians can do, plus. Just like a sorcerer, a magician, can tell us specific things, can a Navi, so too a Navi can do. Like the story by Shaul and the donkeys, where Shmuel told Shaul specific things that would happen to him. So therefore, when the Torah told us, don't listen to sorcerers and magicians and those types who can maybe tell you the future, so he gave us instead the Navi. Okay. Fa'amar, and the pasuk continues, Lo yimotzi b'cha ma'aver b'no ubito b'esh kosem k'samim o'neinu menacheshu mechashef. Pasuk tells us, do not give over your son or daughter in fire for avodah zara, or to do magic and superstitions. Okay, so he's going to explain all these. Ma'avir b'no b'ito b'esh. So, putting your child through the fire, mevor hu ba'atma shezosi avodah samolach. That's straight up avodah zara that, of course, you can't do. Because that's how they used to serve the avodah zara molach. Kosem k'samim. So, doing magic tricks. In yano sheyesh ba'anashim mishakochu ha'madam ha'chazak. So, the way the Ron explains what kosem k'samim is, sorcerer. Again, we don't, I don't know if we have exact English words to fit these exact things, but the way Ron explains this type of sorcery, kosim k'samim, is sheyesh ba'anashim mishakochu ha'madam ha'chazak. There are people who have a very good imagination, Until the person can somehow tap in and see the future with through some kind of, going up to the top of the mountain, not eating or drinking and just meditating. And somehow, the Ran says they're able to sometimes see the future. And to get to that level, you need to do certain stuff. So they do certain actions, whatever they do. They can somehow talk to a stick. And, whatever actions they do some kind of actions, banging sticks, or whatever thing they do. They are, at least they used to be able to, I don't know if this still exists, but through some kind of meditation and some kind of acts of with sticks or whatever, they're able to see the future sometimes. That's a kosim ksamim, the Ran says. Ma'onin, what's a ma'onin? Hua osa ma'isav bebechiras ayamim. A ma'onin is one who tells you about specific days that are good or bad for things. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Hayom yofel atzeis. Today's a good day to go on a trip. Hayom yofel ikach. Today's a good day to buy. You know, it'd be great if you had these guys today. They could tell you when to buy in the stock market, when the Dow would go up or down. Limude arve shvias chitin yafos ikri kitnis mios rose. Whatever, they can tell you when you should be investing, when you should not. When is a good time to buy chitim, when it's not a good time to buy wheat, when it's a good time to buy beans, all this type of thing. So that's what the Ma'one does for you. Menachish, that's what we would call superstitions, Amar Sham, Sa Omer Pito Nafla Mipiv. This is a guy who says, oh, my bread, bread symbolizes Parnasa, money, and then if the bread drops out of his mouth, oh, that's a bad omen. Maklo Nafla Miyadav, his stelek fell from his hand. Beno Kari Machrov, his son calls him from behind. Orev Kariv Lo, or the ravens, he feels they're calling him. Tzviv Siko Baderech, a deer crossed in front of my path. Nachash mimino, there's a snake on your right. Shul mismolo, or a wolf on the left. This is what we commonly in America know, like a black cat crossed your path walking under a ladder, that kind of stuff. Superstitions. Al tachshel bi rather. Don't start the count for me. Shachrisu, or it's the morning. Rosh Chodeshu, but it's Shabbosu, it's the beginning. I don't want to start paying off my debts at the beginning. These are bad omens. So, superstitions, that's menachish. We're not supposed to believe in those either. We're not supposed to follow those and do anything based on superstitions, based on ma'onanim. Any of these guys who tell us the future based on their, the thing on the top of the mountain where the guy thinks the guy can see the future, perhaps, and or the person who tells us what are good days to invest, what are bad days, Wednesdays are good, Thursdays are bad, or people who have superstitions based on things that happen, black cat crosses your path, that kind of thing. So all of those we are not allowed to follow. I believe the next thing is going to go on for a while, so we'll stop here and continue next time.